Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 25, 2026. Beverly Schools are asking for an 8.4% budget increase, and two Newburyport schools will be getting new roofs. Sunny, breezy, near 50. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:26 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, critical position needs, facilities improvements, and the potential for cuts this budget season were among the chief topics of discussion during a joint budget meeting between the Beverly School Committee and the Beverly City Council last week. They met on March 18 as Beverly is staring down a nearly $4 million citywide budget shortfall due to operating costs, wages, and benefits outpacing the city's revenue stream. But city and school officials hinted that while cuts to schools may be minimized, cuts to the city side of the budget, such as police, fire, and public works, could be significant. During the meeting, Mayor Mike Cahill said he planned to request that city councilors increase taxes to the levy limit and approve increases in the city's trash fee to help fund school needs and fully fund the municipal budget. School Superintendent Peter Cushing presented his initial budget request of $92.5 million, an 8.4% increase over what the schools spent for fiscal year 2026. Matt Petrie writes in the Newburyport Daily News, in Newburyport, two multi-million dollar school roof projects secured funding Monday night during the city council meeting, which also saw gift acceptances and discussion of a new department head. The highlight of the meeting came when the council unanimously approved spending more than $6 million to partially replace roofs at Newburyport High School and Rupert A. Nock Middle School. The school committee voted unanimously last February to send the Massachusetts School Building Authority statements of interest, letting the state agency know the district needs to fix the 28-year-old roofs at the school, with the city council signing off later that month. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Bobby Grady writes in the Gloucester Times, the Gloucester Department of Public Works is looking to finalize a new trash service contract in the next few weeks, and Director Michael Hale said all options are being considered as costs are expected to rise. Hale said the current contract with Republic Services will end in September. He described it as a fairly old contract relative to modern solid waste contracts. According to Hale, there are few companies in the area that can handle the services required for a municipality the size of Gloucester, but he said the city is casting a broad net on this. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Salem News Sports Department has named its high school swimmers of the year. They're Salem High School junior Grant Dwyer and Marblehead High freshman Hazel Wright. The Gloucester Times has named its winter sports all-stars, and the athlete of the year is Gloucester High junior wrestler Max Thomas. The Newburyport Daily News has selected its hockey all-stars. The player of the year is Pentucket's Chase Pelletier. The Daily Item of Lynn will hold its winter sports all-star evening tomorrow at St. Mary's High School in the Conegliaro Gym. The public is invited to the event that starts at 6 p.m. Endicott College Baseball blanked Suffolk 10-0 in the league opener yesterday, and today the Gulls host Southern Maine. In the pros, the Bruins lost 4-2 to the Maple Leafs last night, and they play in Buffalo tonight. The Celtics off last night will host Oklahoma City tonight at the Garden. Red Sox 2026 season tomorrow begins in Cincinnati against the Reds. Game time, 4:10 p.m. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.